Hey, how about Duke? Duke, number one team in the country. You know how they got there?
All right, man.
Huh?
What you talking about, man?
I'm asking you a question. You know how they got there?
What we doing right now?
Look, I'm a broadcast journalist. I'm just passing along news to the people who are listening to this show. That's what I do. That's what I've done for the last 10 years covering sports is be a broadcast journalist. So Duke is once again the number one team in the country after defeating who did they beat this weekend to make them the number one team in the country?
It doesn't matter. I messed up my notes. The fact is they're their number one team right now. It doesn't matter who they beat.
They beat Michigan.
Oh, brother.
They beat Michigan. Both teams 25-2 right now, I think. Goodness gracious.
Those are a good game.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Both of the games were good. The Houston-Arizona game was
Yeah,
good
you
too.
Called. Yeah, you said it was a good weekend to watch college basketball, so we tapped in. We got a good one tonight, too, with Kansas and Houston, and that's a 6 o'clock start, so man. Kings will probably be down by 25 by the time that game starts.
Hey, if the Kings are down 25 to the Grizzlies, I don't want to say we already know who they are, but is that a new low? 25 to the Grizzlies. Weren't they down 20 to the Wizards?
They just lose by like 40 to the Jazz, though?
Yeah, like they've gotten their ass kicked pretty bad recently, man.
The Jazz...
Since the Cavs game, it's been by at least like 15 every game.
They lost 21. They lost by 28 to Utah.
Dang.
I mean, they
Utah
lost
did
by,
have Jared Jackson at the time, though.
Oh, well, they did.
Detroit looks beautiful.
They lost by 26 to the Pelicans.
Pelicans are good, though. I think the Pelicans and the Jazz, especially at that time when they played the Jazz, had talent. And I could see you getting smacked up by those two teams.
You know what?
I can't see you getting smacked up by Memphis. That's a little embarrassing. No Ja. Ja hasn't played since January 21st, by the way.
Jesus. How many games has he played this year? Is it in the teens?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's got to be in the teens. Is 19, I'm sorry, before returning, Keegan was 19. I think Domas was 19. It's got to be less than 19.
You want to take a guess? Before I click on it, I'm going to take a guess, too. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say, no.
Here, I got it.
I'm
going to
say 21.
No way. No way.
What do you got? What did you say, 19?
I'll do like 16.
It's 20 games.
Let's go count it.
Oh, man.
Count it.
Unofficial match.
Man.
Yes, sir.
I
was
going to
say
that.
19.
He's never played 70 once in his career.
He's never played 70?
Yeah, never played above 70. Played 67 his rookie year, and then it's been all downhill since.
Now, this year, I'll give a little bit of a caveat because this feels like a Trae Young year.
Man, 19 per game for De'Aaron this year. I thought it was a little quieter than that, but good for him. Sorry.
De'Aaron is fulfilling what... What I thought his ultimate role would be if the Kings were good when they drafted Marvin Bagley.
Oh.
My thought for De'Aaron Fox.
Man, that story took a terrible turn.
Off the cliff.
Yeah.
But when they were like, oh, these are the two guys, I'll be like, De'Aaron ultimately, I believed, would be a guy that would average 18 to 20 points a night, 6, 7, 8 assists a night. He'd be your heart and soul. But the guy who would lead your team in scoring was going to be Marvin Bagley at like 23, 24 a night. And
almost
when De'Aaron started turning up here and was like 25, I was like, damn, I didn't think he'd be able to do all that. Mm-hmm. He did it. We weren't necessarily the super winning team. But now in San Antonio, this is who he is, I think, which is great, which is an all-star. It's 18 to 20 a night.
We said this when the trade happened. It's perfect for him.
Yeah.
Like, it is absolutely perfect for him. And he's on this is a championship basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
This is a legitimate championship basketball team. And our man JR is a championship caller, 916-909-1320. What's up, JR?
Hey, I watched a game this weekend, and Duke beat that team called the Wolverines.
Yep. Yeah, great game.
Hey, what the heck? What's going on? What are they, JR, you're supposed to be my boy. What are we doing?
That's all, man. That was low-hanging fruit.
I hear you.
Too easy. I'm actually a Michigan fan myself, beyond. I thought it was funny that D'Lo called himself a professional journalist. That's what made that whole thing funny.
He's a broadcast journalist.
That's right.
Darren Peterson just has the wrong name. That's a boring name. Sorry.
What?
That's just not... I want the guy's name that is more of an adjective, not a noun, and that would be my man Boozer. Okay? I want to buy a Kings jersey and says Boozer on the back. I'm just telling you. Sorry. Going low because we're still going to... no matter who we pick, we still got a couple more years.
Oh, yeah. There's no...
So might as well write Boozer on the back of my jersey.
There's no... Well, we can get you one of those anyways, JR. It feels like the love around Cam has dropped off substantially through the year.
Who are you thinking about? National or local?
National.
I agree. I would even say it's dropped off since he finished his high school career. Because coming, like, senior year, and it was like, oh, Cam Boozer's... He's the one.
Yeah.
And then Darren and AJ started doing their thing. They get into college. And Cam has been really, really good. But
he doesn't look like them.
No, I think there is a drop off. I don't want to be dramatic or disrespectful, but I think there is a drop off between Darren and AJ, and then you get to Cam.
Okay.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be next, though, right?
What you mean, like
three?
He wouldn't go three.
Would it, no? Yeah, I'm asking. Would it be AJ, Darren, whatever order you want, and then is Cam third?
Cam is third, for the most part. If it was me personally, King's got the third pick. I would go with one of those point guards over Cam or Caleb Wilson. I would go with, and I'm today, this changes by the week, but today I'd be going Acuff third if the Kings had the third pick.
Yeah, you've been talking about him.
And I might be in the minority. I don't think there's anybody that would take any of those point guards before they took Cam Boozer. They might do that for Caleb Wilson, but I think the lowest Cam goes is probably third.
Oh, wow.
That's everything I'm reading. I disagree, but
okay.
He's still a really good ball player, though.
Yeah, for sure. I was looking up Mykal Brown's numbers here just for fun. 19, 29, 29, 45, and 12.
Oh.
4-1 in that stretch
for
the Louisville Cardinals, who I think are getting ready to play. That's who North Carolina's playing,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yep.
It's tough. It's a tough television night.
It is. It is. They do have it doesn't work out as well for us. And they've got to get that figured out. But they do have the two screens, the multi-view on YouTube.
Yeah, but
can we figure that out, though?
Well, like, we got okay, they got the multi-view option. Let's see. Can we add? No, see, these are the programmed ones. We can add it.
We could go to the 4-1. But see, okay, but that's
just let me add the game.
That's just a personal preference because the two multi-view is so trash.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's why can't we go top and bottom?
I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. You got to figure that out. I don't know.
What did you say?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, look, I can add.
Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna add Louisville and North Carolina in here, so we can get that, and then we could add KCRA. Maybe Sean Cunningham is on. Then I think this is the women right here, Baylor at Kansas.
That's a good.
The
one.
Funny thing is, when the Kings start, I don't think they're gonna let us add this. So
no, we'll just figure that. Go ahead.
Oh, look at this. This is trash.
That's actually better than the two screen.
Well,
I'm
now,
so disappointed by the two screen.
Yeah, this is doing nothing for me.
How can I say that better? I mean,
the top and bottom.
Yeah, I mean, can we have one?
Well, it's no, you can't because it has to be. I mean, It's fine. I mean, what like the other option is you get rid of the. It's crazy how we haven't mastered the multi view.
It's a trip. It's a trip. Look, we're going to keep complaining until we get this right, because we used to complain that we didn't have a multi.
No, that's facts. Yeah, that's facts.
But we're going to keep going until we get it right.
That's facts. Did you see any of this? Might have been before you woke up. Did you see any of the U.S. hockey gold medal game?
I didn't.
It was pretty
Was it close? I know USA won, but was it close?
Oh, you don't know the story of this game.
I don't.
No, it was sudden death. Though. It was,
oh my goodness.
It was everything.
Oh.
No, this was... This, again, for like,
was it close?
Pretty damn close, Kenny.
In Kenny's defense, the game ended before like 8 a.m. So, no, it was crazy. It was super
intense. Did you watch
intense.
It live?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was super intense. I mean, this is their first gold medal since the Miracle on Ice, which is a dope little footnote to all of this. Yeah, but Jack Hughes' overtime goal, I forgot the goalie's name, the save, the iconic pictures that have come from that game are just, like, incredible. So hey, dope. So,
I'm gonna
so
at least
dope.
Go have to watch a recap of that game.
Oh, you
gotta,
got to.
I got to go check that out.
You got to.
Because I
woke
up. It
was absolutely terrific.
It was on my radar, you know, but I knew it was, like, a 5 a.m. start, and I was like, I don't like hockey that much. So I'll catch what happened later. And got up. Everything was happening. I was feeling fine at the time. And I saw that they won. I was like, oh, that's dope. They won. I'll go back.
Men's and women's both won.
Yeah, I'll go back and check everything out. And then, yeah, everything else happened. I didn't check out anything.
You nearly died. You nearly checked out. That's about as close as checking it out to checking out.
The best I could do was I had the – Celtics and Lakers on in the background. That was the best I could.
Yeah, I.
It was a good game, too.
Okay, well.
Shout out to.
What are you mad about?
Not for the viewer. I mean, it was a blowout. It wasn't even close.
Pat Riley, kick Boston's ass and shut up, old man.
Hey, show some respect.
We're going to go and kick Boston's ass today.
Show some respect.
No, he's right. He's right. First of all, why is there another statue outside of Staples Center? There's like 15 statues out there. Every announcer who's ever stepped foot in crypto.com gets a statue. Then you've got your Oscar De La Hoya statue.
No, that one
the hell is
Oscar
that?
De La Hoya has a statue?
Yes. Yeah,
that needs to go.
He absolutely does.
I'm giving Donnie Wahlberg a statue or something.
I think this is the 8th Lakers-related statue.
They're all worth it.
So,
they're all willing.
Chick Hearn.
Yeah.
Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Elgin. Shaq. Kobe 1.
Mm-hmm. Magic.
I think I said Magic.
Oh, okay.
I said Irvin.
Ah.
Now you got Pat. I'm missing one. I got to be
Shaq, right?
I think so. I did say Shaq.
Shaq's is actually pretty cool.
That's the one. That's the dunking one,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Who
how
could I
got
possibly be missing? Maybe it's 7 and not 8, or maybe
there's,
I just
no. There's
wrong.
There's 8. Pat Riley, Kobe's got 3.
Okay, so maybe I didn't count all the Kobe's.
Yeah. Oh, Magic, Kareem,
they're counting
Shaq, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Chick Hearn.
And there's one. So how many Kobe's haven't been?
I feel like I've only seen one.
The one with Gigi.
Yeah. Or no, he's got the one where he's.
Okay,
after
so
the 81,
but there's one with Gigi. Okay, so there's one more.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more Kobe one coming, and then okay, so you have all of this.
LeBron getting one,
and then you got no.
Jeez,
they're not gonna. They should, but they're not gonna give him.
No,
one.
He don't need to.
I mean,
he does not deserve a statue.
Why not? He's
with
got
the
as
Lakers?
He's no. got as many titles as Jerry West has.
Oh, that is
okay,
what?
That's
wrong.
If you want to take down Jerry, we can do that.
That's wrong. What the hell?
That's wrong. Hey,
what?
Jerry, you lost a bunch of finals. Let's put a statue up.
Mr. Clutch is 1-8 in the finals.
Why are you guys being this way to this man?
No, I'm
He's
saying,
one of the greats. He deserves a statue.
He absolutely is one of the greats. I'm just saying LeBron has the same amount of championships as a Los Angeles Laker as he does.
Well, you know who doesn't deserve a statue? But he actually does because, like, the numbers are crazy. But I don't know what Elgin's doing with a statue. Elgin was the top guard the game had ever seen before, probably before Jerry West. Elgin was unbelievable. Like, not because I saw him, but just reading his numbers and what he was doing. He's averaging like 36 points a night or something like that. But, yeah, Elgin probably, probably not.
And stop tweeting out winning time clips if you're the Lakers, too. It's embarrassing.
Look, I'm not here to defend the Lakers.
The whole where they're cursing Bob.
Well, hold on. I want to see where this goes. He said, I'm not here to defend the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, pal. Yeah.
But, no, I'm just going to say all those guys need statues. That's all I was going to say. And Pat absolutely does.
Can I?
Pat
no, hold is the on. Best coach we'll, of all we'll time. Hold on. We'll get to Pat Riley. Oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, he's the greatest coach of all time.
I'm sorry. Is Phil Jackson not a coach?
He is.
Elgin Baylor averaged 29.6, 34.8, 38.3, 34.0.
Kenny said he sucks.
No, tell me.
Kenny said that man was trash.
No, I said he was the greatest guard the league had ever seen up until that point.
Okay.
I think Jerry West, when was his Elgin's last? Because he retired the year they won the championship in the middle of the season. Elgin Baylor did.
Elgin retired in 71, 72.
Matter of fact, he retired like a game 37. Or two before they started the 33-game winning streak.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Elgin was insane. He was insane, but yeah.
But what?
If you wanted to remove a statue, that would be the one. I don't think you should remove any of them. And definitely not Jerry West. You guys are so disrespectful.
All right, man.
So disrespectful.
You know what? Jerry West was great at free throws. He led the league in free throw makes and free throw attempts multiple times.
I bet you, off the top of my head, Jerry West got some crazy points per games.
Oh, yeah. He's got 30, 27, 28, 31, 31, 28, 26, 25, 31. There was no real steep decline. He retired at 35, averaging 20 points per game. He went from 31 to 26 to 25 to 22 to 20.
He retired at 20?
He retired at 20. Yeah, he 20 only played game, 30. Sorry. Yes, he only played 31 games that year in his final season in 73-74, excuse me. Pat Riley got a statue yesterday. It's obviously got the trademark Armani suit. He's calling a play. That's the statue. I guess it's the play for Magic to give the ball to Kareem.
Yeah.
And he said, I should have gotten the verbatim quote, but he said, coaches need to go back to wearing suits on the sidelines.
Never been a more truer statement spoken.
And he said, when the audience looks to the sideline, I need the quote. Hold on. I need the exact quote.
He's 100% right.
I need everybody to hear how arrogant this sounds.
I've said since COVID.
Yeah, you have. Not denying that.
Get these guys back in the suits.
I wish it went back to coat and ties. I think an audience wants to see someone on the sidelines who looks like a leader, dresses like a leader, acts like a leader.
Joe Mazzulla beat you by 30 in a quarter zip, which is fine.
He didn't beat him by 30.
Yeah,
Pat would have definitely sent them
Pat's over there. Pat's over there dusting off his suit, not making any deals in Miami, so shout out. Just sitting there. At least I got this Armani suit on.
That would have put some work on them boys, man. Wouldn't that? James Worthy said it after the game. He's like, yeah, they played with no heart. Just played weak. That wouldn't have happened with Pat out there.
That feels like the game, too, for the Lakers, where everyone, not everyone like us, but just more so their people, and just everyone over there kind of realize, yeah, it's not happening.
I just want to be clear. This is Kings fans. I want to be clear with Kings fans who might be unsure about what things look like next year on the sideline. Is the issue that you look to Doug Christie because in the midst of this game and this season spiraling, you look to Doug Christie and said, this guy in a quarter zip in a dry fit Nike Kings apparel, he doesn't look like a leader. He doesn't dress like a leader. He doesn't act like a leader.
No.
Okay.
Coaches can do whatever they want. Just don't put your hands in your pockets. When you got your hand in your pocket, it's like, all right, this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Leave Darvin out of it.
I didn't say that.
Oh, Mike was a legend at that. He was a legend.
That look.
No, that was pretty good right there.
No, it's on point.
Sorry for the radio. But
see, you know what you need? You know what coaches don't do anymore is squat down. That's what Pat used to do. Pat and the towel, Tark.
Tark.
They'd squat down. He'd bite that goddamn towel and be like, you know what? What happened to coaches? We talk about suits. Why don't coaches squat down anymore?
That's the difference between good and great. You get the squat down, you're good to go. I agree with Pat. Bring back the suits. And there is a level of...
Now, not everybody looks good in a suit. No, it's true.
Who didn't look good in a suit?
Well, if you want to know that, like, honestly, the first person I'm thinking of is Carmichael Dave. Have you ever seen Dave looks terrible in a suit? Like, he's the first person who I'd ever see, like, dress up and be like, bro, you look terrible. Put your t-shirt back on.
So let me ask you.
Going to the sidelines, though, Greg Popovich did not look good in a suit.
He didn't
look good in a suit. He looked like he didn't want to wear it. And what happens midway through the first quarter? Jacket comes off. What happens by the fourth? Tie gets loose. You just look like you had a terrible day at work.
That's actually part of
the
You
look
theater.
Like an accountant who has the worst tax in front of him that they got to deal with.
That's part of the theater. Part of the theater is, the jacket is off. You know what time it is now. He's not happy about that.
The jacket is off.
Come on, that's part of the theater. Bring it back. Also,
I demand all coaches, if they bring it back, get tailored.
Yes.
They get an allotment from the NBA.
They need an allotment.
They get it because some of them make minimum wage.
Who? Well, don't answer that.
Thank you. All right. We need to come back. All right. First of all, everybody grow up. Second of all, Kings basketball starting in 30 minutes. We got you covered. You don't have to go anywhere. It's going to be brutal. We'll take care of it for you. But I want to stick with the Lakers for a second and talk less about Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, and Pat Riley, and more about Luka Doncic. We'll talk about that, and we'll get you ready for the Kings game as well as D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. See, KD wants to play in L.A.?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, Kevin Durant wants to play on the Olympic team. I think he went so far as to say...
I did see that. I thought you meant, like, NBA.
Oh, no, he wants to play on the... I'm sorry. He wants to play in... That's poor wording on my part. He wants to play in the 2028 Olympic team.
Okay, how old would he be then?
That he'd be just shy of 40.
He could do it.
Oh, he absolutely could do it. That'd be gold medal number 5. Taurasi has 6. He's not going to get 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking to figure out, like, wait, why wouldn't Kevin Durant? Like, he wasn't on 08. And I was backtracking thinking if they hadn't got their ass kicked in 04, Kevin Durant probably would have been on the 08 Beijing team.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been coming off his rookie season.
Right.
But, like, he had that phenomenal freshman year at Texas. He played on the select squads. He would have been on that team, but he wasn't, and that's the one that he missed. And that's essentially the end of his rookie year, so it's 4 more years before he gets to 12, 16, and before his clock starts. So 5 is pretty crazy, but again, he's not going to get to Diana 6.
Yeah, he worst case scenario, and I always bring this up is it sounds like disrespect. I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all, but worst case scenario, he's on there like Taurasi was on this past one. I think he'll have a little more impact.
Yeah.
On this upcoming game, upcoming team, but that's a worst case scenario. You know, and Taurasi still, she played. She got minutes and did some stuff. So it's not like
Taurasi was 41 during the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're going to need him.
Yeah, they are. Could use him on the women's side, too, if he wants to go over there. So we talked a minute ago, and Jesse joked about, you know, we were talking about Pat Riley and the Lakers. This all was the precursor to the Lakers just getting their asses handed to them by the Boston Celtics. And, you know, there are stories there with LeBron and Tatum, and we can get into all of that stuff. But you had a different takeaway from that game.
Man, I really wonder why Luka gets the pass that he does.
What do you mean?
Don't nobody ever criticize Luka or look at his team's performance as a reflection of the type of
except for Brian Winters.
Except for Brian Winters,
the only one.
Yeah, as a reflection of his play, his commitment, his leadership. Mm-hmm. When they talk about Luka, it's all what in the Lakers. It's always, you know, Luka, he gonna get buckets. He gonna do his thing, and it's just okay. It's just okay. Can you imagine if prime LeBron had a Lakers team like this?
Okay.
The questioning that they would have for LeBron. Mm-hmm. Is he a leader? Is he, does he make anybody better? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he play defense? When is that going to be a concern? There's a lot of people I know that watch the game and are in the league, around the league, are like, yeah, he'll never win, but like Luka's your best player. Mm-hmm. He's just not good enough on the defensive end, and you've got to do so much around him to combat that is damn near impossible. Now, he's such a talent. I like to think, like, yeah, maybe he'd be on a team good enough to win a championship. But you need at least two other guys that are elite scorers and wing defenders. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And it just the coverage of him. I was listening to your boy, you know, him and Zach Lowe. We're talking about all NBA. And I think they were having a discussion about like Jaylen Brown or Donovan Mitchell. They said they were
assume my boy is Bill Simmons.
Yes.
Bill Simmons and Zach Lowe. Okay.
I'm glad you know who your boy is. But they were like, yeah, that last spot, I forgot who they said the other one. I'm assuming it's SGA, Wemby, Luka. I can't remember because of the 65-game thing. But they were like, the last spot is really going to come down to Jaylen Brown, Donovan Mitchell, and Anthony Edwards. And I'm sitting there listening to it like, so Luka's just, they just going to give him first-team All-NBA because he scores a lot of points. Mm-hmm. That never happens to any of the top guys who have this middling team who gets just slapped up routinely against the good teams. And they're not winning no championship. They might not win a round. Mm-hmm. And they just get this guy a pass routinely. Nobody's critical of Luka outside of Windhorst. And maybe Kendrick Perkins every now and then.
We were having a conversation with Eddie about MVPs, and I think I led him into a question about Cade Cunningham because I know he's big on Cade and the season that he's having. And he kind of mentioned a few names, and one of them was Luka. And I kind of thought, like, we don't have enough time to do this because I'm going to fire off a take. And you've brought this to everyone's attention a long time ago. Of course, a lot of the national media and casual fans didn't know that Luka couldn't play defense worth anything until Brian Windhorst eviscerated him during the NBA Finals and essentially called him a loser, which watching that clip back is so hilarious because it was just so stone-faced. Like, he just shredded him.
That was a very good time to use that ether beat, which I've heard that clip with the ether beat.
I've heard Ether. I've heard Meet the Grams. I've heard so many different beats under that. It is terrible. But I think I'm not saying this is your stance, but he might be the most overrated player in the league.
Mm.
He is an incredibly gifted scorer.
Mm-hmm.
He can do things with the basketball that are like exclusive to him. Just really spectacular.
Yeah.
He is terrible defensively. And this is a deal in KC frustration is this idea of making players better, making your teammates better. That man has not made a single person he has ever played with better. Hmm. Kyrie has done more for a group of Dallas Mavericks than Luka Doncic ever did. Hmm. And it's kind of they're. Kind of has to be a point where you want to usher LeBron James out of town and make this the Luka Doncic show. Great. LeBron, for some people's money, the greatest player to ever exist, won one title with your organization. You think he is going to bring you multiple titles or a title?
Mm.
My opinion on Luka has drastically changed over the years. Because it was always like, all right, a skilled scorer, he's got other things to figure out. He's never going to figure those things out.
No.
And All-NBA is that's a hell of an acknowledgement to give a one-way player.
Mm. And my thing is
always, a superb one-way player.
Yeah.
But a one-way player at that. De'Aaron didn't even get an all-star nod. He was the only one who didn't get an all-star nod who was top 10 in scoring. Mm-hmm. And he was like top 8.
Mm-hmm.
And he was probably the best defender in that group. So we get real catty about when we decide scoring matters and it doesn't.
That's always my thing. It's always my thing is we get real selective. And it usually happens when Luka comes around that we start worrying about who's a two-way
Memphis
player.
Memphis doesn't have a basketball team tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
They're showing their injury report up on NBC Sports California, and no one is playing.
Dog, if they can't win tonight.
Who's that reporter we had on? Is he playing for them tonight?
Shout out to Sane. Shout out to our guy Anthony Sane.
Goodness gracious.
G.G. Jackson, Scottie Pippen.
Max, those guys.
I'm surprised Scottie Pippen's playing in this game. You see what he did the other day?
No.
And rightfully so. Got into a fight with the guy in Miami. You get
player?
A chance. I'll pull up the clip. Yeah, I'll pull up the clip.
There have been a lot of fights.
I'm surprised he's playing.
The league is testy right now. There have been a lot of fights.
Scottie Pippen was – oh, here it is right here.
Meanwhile.
He was in the right, too. Look at this shot. Scottie Pippen shoots a three, and this guy just –
Oh, I did see this. Yeah, I did see this. Just
on the back for no reason. Pause. For no
damn.
Reason.
Hey.
My flag's in there, man.
Oh, man.
This league is lawless now.
Look at that. This league is crazy. This league is – they are on edge right now.
Scottie Pippen Jr. was in the right there.
I can't believe you're right. I can't believe that he's playing.
I'm gonna have to go check. Memphis is probably like, hey, he's got to play.
The league's like, we can't suspend him. They don't have enough players to play Sacramento.
Yeah, but
meanwhile, Sacramento's like, we signed Killian Hayes. You could go sign somebody.
The thing that I with the Luka point, the thing that I try to figure out, and he's a great player. It happens. Like if you ask me today, I'll ask both of you guys. In the next 7 years, you think Luka wins a championship?
No.
Jesse?
Yeah.
I think that was whiteboard worthy when we, I think I said something. What was this, 5, 7 years? I said no. Jesse was saying yes. I remember we had that conversation.
Yeah, we talked about it not recently, but recently enough where I'm not going to waver off of that yet.
How is he going to beat Wemby, a Wemby-led team, or an Oklahoma City team to even get to the finals?
Things happen, like not just things happen, but like I don't think anyone really thought like that Dallas team was like this juggernaut or anything like that. And if I would have told you at the beginning of the season, like, yeah, they'll get to the finals with these players, but like no one would have expected that. Just things happen. I think if you just build the right team, like Luke is still a really good player.
So that's a good.
They got lucky that year. That's kind of what you're saying. Like you could get lucky a year. That team that they got lucky. That was not.
They were playing good basketball from the trade deadline, though. Like they were a good team.
I don't think they were. They might have been favored.
They
against
were
Minnesota, but they weren't favored to win that series against OKC.
Oh,
they,
probably
they
not.
Won. It's akin to the Trae Young conference finals appearance.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Like that's not who that team was. That's where they ended up, mm-hmm. and they got. But that we weren't. Has Luka ever been on a championship contender
in the NBA?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so either.
No. Like, but like his team went to the NBA finals, but right. It was. Yeah, it was the Atlanta Hawks Trae Young comp is perfect.
All that.
And then they got their ass kicked
when they played against one of them real teams.
They absolutely got their ass kicked. I don't think here's the other thing. Jesse talking about building the right team around him. Here's why I don't think Luka will ever win a title is because I think the word is out. You know, we talk about players that other players want to play with. I could absolutely be wrong. What do I know? You polled 10 players and say, who would you rather play with? Luka Doncic or Kyrie Irving? Mm-hmm. 10 of them are going to say Kyrie Irving. You might be able to say Anthony Edwards and get 10 more responses for Anthony Edwards over Luka Doncic. I don't know that Luka's game is appealing. Los Angeles can't shine Luka's game. The Lakers can't shine Luka's game. And it can't be like, oh, I'm gonna go play for the Los Angeles Lakers. That'll be the second thing. The first thing will be, do you want to go play with Luka Doncic? Mm. And Luka's going to be that guy who, if his skills deteriorate or that fitness issue creeps back into the, he's going to become a big problem to deal with. Mm. And I don't mean like, oh, this guy's a problem. I mean, he's going to be an organizational problem because everyone's going to hate him.
Right.
And he had that brief babyface turn after the Dallas trade. And, you know, the emotional reaction to L.A. And there's this like, okay, this is kind of your moment here. And it's like, hey, he did it. Like, you got men's fitness covers, men's health covers. You look like $1 million. You're scoring 35 points a game. This is terrific. Your game is exactly the same. And it is a one-way game. You can't find a player. You can't find a player of that scoring ability who has just that, who's won a title. And I'm racking my brain trying to think of one. The obvious name that comes to mind, he didn't win, he got a hell of a lot closer, is James Harden. Hmm. James Harden, who is actually a better defender than Luka Doncic, mm-hmm. was a supremely skilled scorer. His game was more conducive to a basketball team than Luka Doncic's is. And that's why his team regularly got closer to the NBA Finals than Luka ever has.
Right.
Minus that one appearance. I've started to just form that opinion this year. Is like he is terribly overrated.
We
pick and choose when we are big on scoring and when we're not.
And once again, to your comment, to your statement, it's all relative, right? Like saying he's overrated doesn't mean like he's a bad basketball player. But when you talk about a winning player,
best in the game,
yeah, winning player, somebody that we're talking about winning championships. If he's the best player on your team, you're not going to win a championship. The other thing that...
But that's the problem, though. He's going to be the best player on every team that he's on. Mm-hmm. You have to have... it's almost like you have to have Kawhi. Mm. Like, you have to have a supremely talented defensive player. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he'd work with Wemby? Like, I don't know. Like, but you have to have someone on the defensive end of the spectrum who's almost as good as he is offensively, and I don't know that has ever existed in the league.
Which would make him the second best player. right? Like if you,
I guess,
if you play with Kawhi, like Toronto Kawhi, as good as Luka is, because Kawhi can score at that same level and defend, he's the best player. Wimby, because he can score at that level and average four blocks a night, and he's the best player. Luka might be the most skilled offensive player, but he's not the best player. It's like, it's almost like it's not exactly apples to apples, but Kyrie in Cleveland was the most skilled player on the court, could score 25, all this other stuff. But LeBron could score on that level and do so many other things. LeBron, clearly the best player on the court. Like, he's the best. This other guy is amazing too, though. But he just can't do everything. That's how I would look at Luka with a Kawhi-like or a Wemby-like player. The other thing about that,
that's
too,
the LeBron-Anthony Davis matchup, right? Yeah. Or the LeBron, not matchup, pairing.
Yeah. The other thing about Luka too is people talk about winning and loving to play and all this other stuff that they talk about with other guys. Luka has not shown not one time any want to be any different or better as a basketball player, as a winner. When I watch Luka, his thing is always, I'm going to score 30, and I need the ball in my hand so I can, like, make passes and get those, like, stat-filling numbers. But I'm not. That's just what I'm going to do. I don't care. It hasn't really worked on a true winning level for the better part of 7, 8, 9 years. I don't care that that's the case. I'm going to keep playing this way. And it's up to everybody else to figure out how to play around me, even though nobody has really found, unless you got Kyrie Irving in there and then a young Jalen Brunson, nobody's really figured it out. And LeBron and Austin Reeves, y'all better figure it out. LeBron, you better figure it out. Settle down.
Yeah, so then you got to have a coach who navigates all of that stuff. Or who can navigate all of that stuff.
Interesting.
It's what really brings this to light is the Lakers were supposed to be championship contenders. And they're kind of also-rans. Like, there's more talk about Detroit. There's more talk about San Antonio. There's more talk about Houston. Houston's just quietly moving along. But the Lakers, I feel like, are legitimate afterthoughts. Like, no one's...
Nobody taking them seriously.
No.
As a championship.
And they're not bad, but that's it. Like, that's the conversation. The conversation is not being a bad team or a good team. And it doesn't help when the best player in the world just keeps going, yeah, we're not very good. Because at some point, I'm just going to believe him. I was like, you know what? LeBron got a point. He got a point about his basketball team. They might not be very good.
Did Kawhi... Did I see, oh man, I was in the middle of trying to stay alive, so I don't know if I got this correct. But did Kawhi, did they ask him about like being a championship team? And he was like, I think we're kind of past that, but we can still work on getting better every day.
Yeah. That was it after the Nuggets
after
game?
After the Lakers game.
Oh, it was the Lakers? Oh, I thought it was the Nuggets game, but yeah. Yeah.
He's not wrong. I just haven't heard. Yeah, no, we're kind of past that point, but we just got to keep working on getting back.
Hey, salute to Kawhi. Kawhi ain't BSing nobody. He's like, nah, not really. No, we just gonna keep trying.
Hey, one other thing from that podcast, that Bill Simmons podcast, that was interesting. This isn't, we haven't spent a lot of time bashing Luka. This isn't a knock on him, so to speak, if you don't want it to be. But he was talking about how when he's trying to like do like separate guys for all NBA, he's thinking about different things and just trying to find like different things that can separate the guys who are really close. And he came to clutch time numbers. And Cade Cunningham, who actually might be the other first-team guy I was thinking about, which makes it a one-team race or one-spot race for those other three guys. But he was like, yeah, Cade Cunningham don't quote me on the numbers, mm-hmm. but he says something like in crunch time, he is 44 for 150 from the field, shooting 48%, averaging all these assists and all this other stuff. And he said, then I went and I was trying to look. I wanted to see what Luka's numbers were in the crunch time. And he said, Luka's numbers were like 11 of 17. He's only taking 17 shots in crunch time because they either have a blowout win or a blowout loss.
Oh, man.
And he said it's down there with like Chris Middleton, Jose Alvarado.
Chris Middleton.
Said he's only taking like 17 clutch time shots. He's like, yeah, that just speaks to how this team has been feast or famine a lot of the times.
How many clutch games do we think Sacramento has had this year?
How many games did they play? Like 60?
We stand by. I think we're just short of 60. We are at, hang on. Game number 58. Tonight's 59. So we play 58 games. 58 games so far.
I'm going to say 27.
You think they've played 27 clutch time games?
Yeah. That actually might be a little low.
Clutch is 5 points, right?
5 points, 5 minutes to go, I think.
No, there's no way of actually doing this the way that I was going to try to do it. I'm going to say less. 27. How many did we say? 58? 27. Yeah, I'm going to say less. And the sad thing is, I have no idea how to figure this out. Will Z, are you listening? Can we figure out how many clutch time games the Sacramento Kings have had? Because they're there. Like, they've had plenty of close games. They've lost all of them.
Right.
But, well, they've won a few. They've had plenty, but
they've won 11 of them. Because there's only one blowout I can think of.
Miami. Yeah.
The other ones had to be close games.
I'm with the chatty house. I think I'm going single digits on this one.
No. So, I remember when they played
the
Dallas.
The NBA has them at 8-16 in clutch games.
Yeah, because
8-16. Oh, so they played in 24?
Yeah. Okay. I remember when they played Dallas a couple weeks ago on NBC, they mentioned both teams' clutch time records. And Dallas, at that time, had played like 32 clutch games.
Mm-hmm.
And it stood out that the Kings hadn't played that much. It was like, it was close to 20 or something like mm-hmm. that. And I was like, damn, they ain't played many clutch time games. I just added about 7 or 8 on there.
There you go.
So they're probably right. 27.
We'll come back. Kings game going to get underway. No need to leave. No need to go anywhere. We'll walk you through this nightmare. We'll just get through it together. We'll continue to talk basketball. We'll talk Kings basketball. We'll let you know what's going on in this game and around the association as well. There's a whopping 3 games tonight.
Ball night.
D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.